6 minutes.
6 minutes. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
I love him. Who is he? Who is that man?
Who is that man?
Who is that man?
If he's bananas, as you say.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
What did you, what'd you just crack open over there?
Oh, you heard that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
This is how we announce our new sponsor. It's Truly.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if Truly actually sponsored us? That'd be so fucking great.
So Truly, listen, I know you saw us at the Witch Retreat.
We are your perfect audience.
So much crisper and better than White Claw.
Wonderful. I have not even a proposition, more of a declaration, I suppose. I saw that there's been a lot of want to bring back the beak.
You know what? Hashtag bring back the beak.
Beak is in the house, and we're going to drop some etiquette right into your balls.
Good, because I feel like we have we've gone a little dry in our etiquette department. We've become heathens, and we need to be corrected.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody's, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are just at home fucking off now. So what else are you going to do other than just regress into the just pile of shit that we all are? So that's what we've done.
So let's bring back the finer times. Remember at the beginning of this whole shit fire that is 2020, everyone was like, I'm going to get so much done in this quarantine and I'm going to do nothing but wear my fancy ball gowns around the house as I do dishes and shit like that. And it had this very idyllic idea of what it was going to be like. And now we're all just sitting around in our underwear drinking Trulies.
How many times can we casually mention Truly in this episode? I want to know.
You know, okay, first of all, we need a little ding clicker every time we do. Second of all, I think it's hilarious on a deeper level because we have promised to only do ads for stuff that we really believe in and we want the witch community to Truly, if you don't know, is White Claw's classier cousin.
It's a sparkling alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
Truly is like kind of the underdog, you know. Yeah. It's like what the cool kids get that aren't the actual cool kids, like the alt cool kids drink Truly.
It's like they look back in 20 years and they realize we were the cool kids.
We had it all figured out. Yep. That's your Truly drinkers.
Okay. Slowly, our Truly drinkers are just becoming synonymous with goths. okay.
Hit well, me with hey, the then we can do the ad. I support goths.
Love it. Macy, I support goths.
I support 2020.
Beautiful.
So I'm just continuing on. I don't know if I've told you that or not. We're now on page 36 of chronologically reading Etiquette Up to Date by Mrs. Cornelius Beekman. We've reached chapter 3, and chapter 3 is all about introductions and greetings.
Oh, finally. What we're doing at this point in our lives, just meeting and introducing ourselves to people.
I feel like everything we've read has been people introducing themselves to different people.
That's all you did.
In different ways. So I don't know
all what you did. Left to cover. All you did was introduce yourself, and then suddenly you wake up one day and you're married. That's all you did. Now you say chapter 3. Chapter 3 of how
you know
here? Because if you say of 5, I'm going to be sad. But
no. No. Okay, here I'll do you one better. We're on page 36 of 300 and 5.
And? Jesus.
Okay. Well, I guess that's including the glossary. We have 293 pages of substance at least. Substance and quotation.
I was going to say, and substance it is.
So this starts with a quote. And it appears to be from Alice in Wonderland. And it is, the question is, said Alice, whether you can make words mean so many different things. The question is, said Humpty Dumpty, which is to be the master. That's all. I don't remember Humpty Dumpty being in Alice in Wonderland.
But I don't either.
Perhaps. I like to think she just doesn't know. She just thinks that's what it's about. Oh, Humpty Dumpty, yeah, that sounds like that. Oh, that nursery rhyme bullshit.
And then Mickey Mouse came along.
Exactly. So I don't know. We'll see. So the words that are properly used when introduction is made and when an intro... Oh, what? I'm already fucking up on her.
Already. Words. Here we go. Strap in.
The words that are properly used when an introduction is made and when an introduction is acknowledged are more or less a matter of routine. The words are not even especially pretty ones. Present, introduce, this is, how do you do? But these everyday words can, if we but wish, be given a charming personality by the pleasant way we say them. The question is, as Humpty Dumpty so emphatically says in Alice in Wonderland, see above, whether these words are to master us or are we to master the words?
Oh, deep question. Also, does it actually say see above?
Yes, it does. In parentheticals.
Are you serious? That was like two sentences ago. You don't need to reference
These dumb women have no attention span. You got to remember.
Oh, that's true.
True. I mean, seriously, it just flies out the other like eyeball, just gone. You don't even remember.
That's why this whole book is essentially covering the same thing over and over, but in
over
words.
And over. Yeah. Yeah, it's like training a goldfish. It is important, very important, that we properly introduce people to each other. This occasion of making one human being known to another human being should be given the honor it deserves. The fundamental forms of introductions are simple and easily learned, but there are many ramifications with which we should be so thoroughly familiar that when varying occasions arise, we graciously and automatically respond with the proper form for each occasion.
What the fuck is she on about?
Dude, I don't know. Of first importance when we make an introduction is our manner. Watch people whom you admire for their charm, and you will see that they invest the phrases of introductions with grace and graciousness. That even if the introduction is more or less a casual one, they give it a certain distinction. That they are never brusque or offhand or impersonal, that they pronounce the names distinctly, and that, when it is appropriate, they give us a clue of some interest or enthusiasm of the person being introduced, which we can agilely grasp to begin the conversation after the introduction. These charming people give proper honor to an introduction.
Can you just imagine? This is, you enunciate that this is Macy Frazier. She enjoys eating trash out of a bucket. Like, what kind of fun tip are we supposed to give after that?
Well, and I just love the repeating the name like robots to make sure you say it right. It's so weird.
Again, that's Macy Frazier.
So fucking weird. So here, I got rules for you. These are the fundamental rules for making introductions. Fundamental. Boiled down. Base level. All right. Let's see. Usually mention the first name of the person to whom the introduction is being made. That is the name of the person who, for. What do you mean? The name of the person who, for any several reasons, is held in the greater honor. Oh, okay. So you mentioned better people first.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Introduce a man to a woman. Usually mention the woman's name first. 3. Introduce a young person to an older person. We usually mention the older person's name first. 4. when you are introducing two young women, one a young unmarried woman and the other an older married woman, introduce the younger woman to the older, mentioning first the name of the older
married woman. Jesus. And to introduce two squirrels to a young married lady.
Four or five. Introduce a person of lower rank to a person of higher rank. For instance, a new member of the faculty is introduced to the principal of the school, a captain to a colonel, an office manager to the chairman of the board of directors. I thought she meant something much worse.
I thought there was a lot worse subtext there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there probably is, but
yeah,
she wasn't on the nose about it.
Hmm.
There are few exceptions to the general rule that a man is introduced to a woman. One is that a woman is always introduced to the president of the United States.
Wait. Wait.
Oh my God.
Always. A woman is always introduced to the president of
the United States. I love how that goes. There's a few exceptions now and again to where a woman is introduced, or like, you know, that a man is first introduced, you know, like when she meets the president of the United States.
Yes. We all prepare for that day.
Oh my God. And then quotations, an example, Mr. President, I have the honor to present Mrs. Williams. A woman is also presented to a royal personage and to a dignitary of the church. So I guess that's it. That's about three things. Three things we accept.
Can you imagine the instance in which the woman being introduced to the president would actually need an introduction to who he is? Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
You're just being shuffled there.
Stupid fucking goldfish women again. You know,
nice
they can't,
to meet
they
you, president.
Can't retain anything. Yeah.
We have a president?
I was going for like a Harley Quinn kind of accent, but it came out very British.
Which is a par for your accent work.
Like
it never quite goes where you want it to go.
My accent work is flawless.
Oh, okay. Here we are. I had to find my spot. This is a lot of words on a page. There are several correct ways of making introductions in a formal introduction and, as a matter of fact, in a not-so-formal introduction, we may say, Mrs. Allen, may I present Mr. Graham? Parentheses. Present is a better word here than introduce. Close parentheses. No explanation as to why.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or more informally, we may say, Mrs. Allen, this is Mr. Graham. Sometimes it is appropriate to mention the first name also. Mrs. Allen, this is Mr. Kenneth Graham. For the informal introduction, it is usual to mention only the names Mrs. Allen, Mr. Graham.
Cool. How about you just leave them two in a room alone and hope they meet each other? This sounds like a lot of work.
You know, hope they can somehow let the other one know
their names.
Let's hope.
And look, if they don't, it just wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. You know what? Like, but no, I got more for, I have a list coming. Other correct forms of introduction. It's just examples. I just have a list of examples.
Cool.
In quotes. Mrs. Allen, do you know Mrs. Kirk? Mrs. Goddard, do you know Mrs. Goddard, you know Mrs. Leslie, don't you? Miss Elder, may I introduce Miss Young? Mr. Richards, this is Mr. Green, or Mr. Henry Green. Mr. Powell, have you met Miss Dixon? But never should you ask Miss Dixon if she has met Mr. Powell.
I don't understand.
Does that imply that they fucked?
Oh, yeah. Have you met Mr. Are you Dixon? You know.
Miss Dixon.
In the biblical sense?
Fucking. Have you two met?
Oh, God.
Never use these forms of introduction. Mr. Smith, shake hands with Mr. Jones.
Dude, I love Ms. that one. That is my favorite Brown. By far.
It's very direct. Hey, shake hands. I like it. But you can't use that one. And I don't know why you can't use this one either. Ms. Brown, meet Mrs. Robinson. Mr. Smith, I want to make you acquainted with Mrs. Brown. Mr. Smith, meet my friend, Mr. Jones. This implies that Mr. Smith isn't your friend.
Oh my God, does it? Macy, I don't know if I've ever been around anyone who's like, hey, meet this friend of mine. And in the back of my head, I was like, well, I guess that means I'm not.
Yeah, well, you know what? You have to really care about the feelings, you know? That's what etiquette's about, is the feelings. Apparently, never say this. Miss Jones, meet my boyfriend. Oh. And then another one.
And that's it. Meet just my wife. Stop. And that's it. You just walk off. Meet my wife.
Yeah. Meet my wife. And the last one. Let me introduce Mr. Brown, Mrs. Smith. Can't say that. In general, it is not necessary or tactful to correct a person when he mispronounces your name. So they have to say it back at you. And even if they say it back at you wrong, you can't say a fucking word. On any occasion when it is necessary, make the correction graciously. My name is a rather difficult one to remember. It is Ellipses.
Sally. Oh. Wouldn't that be a nice name, kind of?
Ellipses. My name is Ellipses.
Oh.
If you want to introduce a man who is on the other side of the room to a woman, you do not take the woman across the room to the man. Instead, bring him to the woman.
Lady, wait here. I have to scuttle across the room, talk to a guy, and scuttle back.
I can't explain why, but you can't come with me.
It would be rude.
It need not be all that embarrassing to ask a person to repeat his name. Don't say an abrupt, "What's your name?" But say instead something like, "I'm so sorry, I did not hear your name." If you are introduced twice to the same person, don't say, "I met Miss Graham." Say graciously, "Thank you, I've had the pleasure of meeting Mrs. Graham." All guests should be presented to the patroness or the chaperone. If we are not introduced, it is correct for us to introduce ourselves.
Great.
All of that could have been summed up into that sentence right.
Yes.
There.
How about we just end with that? That's what we glean from this segment, is just introduce your damn self.
Introduce your own fucking own person. You'll be fine.
And you know what? It'll work better, because if you don't want to introduce yourself to somebody, fine. Then you never have to meet them. It'll be great.
There you go. Honestly, it's like you have the control in a social situation.
God forbid. Also, what I'm hearing time and time again is a lot of the time she'll say, "Oh, never say this. Instead, say this." And she'll start it off with, "I'm sorry." Like, "I'm sorry, I didn't get your name." And that is such a problem that people talk about, especially because
I think about it. Started the apology epidemic.
Exactly. Because I would like to think that I'm correct in assuming that mostly young women are reading this book at the time, or etiquette books in general. So, I mean, you know, and now we're just like, why do we say "I'm sorry" all the fucking time? And it's usually not all the time, usually women who are doing it because of this bitch. Yeah. Blame it on Cornelius Beaker.
Blame it on the beak.
Blame it on the beak. Oh, fuck.
Merch 2020 copyright.
You did a thing. You did a thing. Okay, add that to the list. We gotta get some sick beak art for that. Okay.
Oh, can you imagine what Lyra would draw? Oh my God.
I'm imagining just like a big, like one of those plague doctor masks. You know, just blame it on the beak.
Oh my God, that's great. That's great.
That's the first thing that popped.
I never turned down a plague doctor mask.
What are we talking about today?
About a rune.
Ah! Witchin.
I'm talking about daggers.
Paint me a word picture.
It looks like a butterfly.
Oh.
It's like two triangles with the nips touching.
Did we have to say nips?
I mean, are you picturing it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly. You could have said hourglass on its side, but I like butterfly nips better. I'm talking
okay, well,
at you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking at you today about dill.
Great. See, I love dill. I put dill in everything. I love it so much. I put it in everything.
I put dill on everything. Well, I think that's a good sign because it's got some stuff. It's got some stuff going on.
It rustles a memory for me though about you.
Oh, no.
And no, it's funny. I don't know why this was a thing that you did, but like you know, like you call people like dickweed, you know, like that's like a thing. Like you call them. But I remember for a while you just switched to calling people like dillweeds.
Dillweed all the time. Yeah.
You did. You rolled with that. And it makes me think of you.
I'm happy. If there's anything on this planet Earth I want to be associated with. It's the use of dillweed.
I love it.
It's actually funny that you say that because I haven't thought about that in a very long time. But when I was making notes and I got to the AKA section, one of them is dillweed. And it made me just go, huh. But before we go any further, before we step out more into the... Before we do anything else, we have a Patreon shout out segment. Today's episode's dedicated to Lucy M. Lucy M.
I don't want to just fucking cop out and sing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That just feels awfully lazy to me.
Every song that has ever been created just flew out of my head.
It's gone. Yeah, I know.
Every single one. Happy birthday is all that's coming to mind.
Fuck off. No. Oh, that was a very intense reaction for me. I hate that song.
I was wondering what happened there.
I hate it.
Jesus.
It's never right. It's always collectively sour. I just hate it.
And it's like a little longer than it should be because everyone's not keeping pace. And it's kind of groany and sad.
Half of the people drop out by about halfway through it.
Yeah. And then a lot of forced smiling, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We should just trade the song out. We should pick a new song that's better that everybody's super fucking into.
How about from now on, instead of getting sung Happy Birthday, you get sung the chorus of your favorite song?
That'd be pretty fucking sweet. Or imagine if you just get like annually Rickrolled by everyone that you love.
Just, yeah. But it continuously changes just to kind of keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucy M rings like a bell in the night. Would you love to love her?
Nice. There it is.
Lucy M.
I was not expecting the second... I wasn't expecting this.
The loud one?
Yeah. For some reason, it really caught me off guard.
I feel like it came out loud. And it made me not right.
No, it's not even that it was loud or not right. It's just I wasn't expecting it. It's like when you take a drink of like Pepsi or Coke, but you think it's water. Have you ever done that? Like you take a drink of one thing and you think it's the other. It's not bad. It just shocks you to your core. Macy, I want to tell you about a little thing called Dill.
It also makes me think of Rugrats because they named that fucking baby Dill.
Dill? Yeah, Dill Pickles.
Mm.
Which... I feel like I was still a child at the time, and even then I went, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Dill pickles. Though, dude, okay, have you, I love those obviously not correct, but still very spooky, like creepypasta slash conspiracy theories about old cartoons like that. You know what I'm talking about?
There's some fucked up ones about Angelica.
Yes, how she's like imagining all of us. Like, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, that one's pretty fucked up.
But that one's pretty bad, but Ed, Edd n Eddy actually makes you think. Have you heard about that one? Basically, they're all the same. It's, did you know the main characters were dead the whole time?
Yeah.
But some of them make sense. Like Phoebe from Friends, how she, it's supposed to just all be in her head. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about dill. Anthinum graveolens.
Oh.
Yeah. It's from the cellar. It's from the cellar. Don't know what that was. It's from the celery family, a PCA, aka so dill. Sal, sorry,
I'm not over that. That was beautiful, gorgeous.
Aka dillweed, garden dill, dilly, and meeting house seed. That's nice and all.
What?
Can we talk about Dilly?
Dilly is so cute.
Dilly.
I want to get a dog and name it Dilly.
Dilly. Oh, sweet. Dill from the, or is from the Old Norse, which is interesting. I don't know if we've had an Old Norse name yet. It's usually like the Old Greek or the Roman or Latin. I'm sorry. It's from, I believe it's Dila, which means to soothe or pacify. The planet it's tied to is Mercury. The element is fire. The deities are Brigid as well as Mercury. And this is ruled by the sign of Gemini. Those fucking trifling Geminis. My
Isn't
mom.
Deborah's a Gemini? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I feel like I have free reign to make any kind of Gemini or Scorpio joke that I want, because that's what
I feel that way about Sagittarius is as well.
We got slammed hard with the Sagittarius.
Chock full of Sagittarius.
Clarky's a Sag as well. Okay, you fucking Sagittarius, loving freedom. Okay, if you grow dill, remember that it is a bit invasive and produces a fuck pile of seeds, which can be good if you are collecting them for your magical or culinary purposes. However, things can escalate quickly. So maybe if you're growing it in a pot, do it like on top of a surface that's not going to allow it to sprout, because you will just have constant ever growing things of dill, and you'll be overtaken by it. This is one to avoid during pregnancy. Now, dill was found in Egyptian tombs as far back as 1400 BC.
Whoa.
Now, I know when I was coming up, probably you too, beastie. Whoa. Watch it with that one. BC was short, or everyone liked to say it was short
before
for Christ.
Yeah.
But what is it? Isn't it? It's like an actual, there's like a, some Latin that I will never use. It's always going to be before Christ to me, but.
I know what
okay.
it is. I know.
I feel like I know it too, but. It's not coming to mind. It's like Baculum Cumberbatch or something.
Sure it is. Yeah, okay, in my brain it was Anno Domini, but I don't know why.
That's AD.
Yeah.
AD was okay. After death.
Yeah.
Which is really lazy.
Okay, here we go. All right, I found this on the internets. So,
oh.
Anno Domini is Latin for the year of the Lord, referring to the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, so BC means before Christ, and BCE, which I see in like more like academic shit, stands for before the common era.
Hmm. Kind of lazy still. All right.
Glad we got that sorted.
I'm disappointed. I thought it was going to be something really cool. I like Baculum Cumberbatch better. The Romans would use oil from dill or an oil in which dill had been steeped to heal faster. In the medieval period, dill was burned to keep witches away.
Huh.
Hmm. But apparently also used to banish the rain in an overly rainy season. If they were getting too much rain, burn some dill.
Oh.
Strange. Like almost any culinary herb, the mundane or the health uses can be traced throughout the usage of the herb. It's almost, seems like anytime you cook with something, the health benefits have kind of traveled along with it versus something like that you don't eat, you know, like, I don't know, fucking catnip. You know what I'm saying? Dill helps with issues of the gut.
Oh, baby.
I knew you were going to enjoy that. Many like to drink a tea made of dill, which I don't know how I feel about that. I think it might be refreshing. All right. They drink a tea made from dill after their meals to help metabolism. It also lends a hand to gas pains, stimulates the production of secretions in the stomach that help in digestion, refreshes bad breath, and is a popular treatment for bothersome hiccups. The most popular use, I think, or the most well-known, is in pickling foods. It is the dill. In dill pickle.
Oh. This is,
it is because this because of its antimicrobial nature, it helps prevent the growth of all those little micro baddies that might grow when you are preserving food for a very long time. Now, the good shit. Magically, dill holds properties of protection, luck, self-reflection, and interesting. The self-reflection seems to be probably not solely related to, but particularly powerful if related to others. So spells that deal with helping someone other than yourself do a little bit of soul searching, it's particularly good for. So I don't know if there's somebody in your life you're like, oh, I just wish they would see the light about whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're in a really bad situation. They're in a bad relationship and they can't see, you know, or whatever. I don't know. If you want to do a little spell to help kind of open their eyes, that can, the dill can be useful there. Dill draws money.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Dill draws money, love, lust, and drives away jealousy. Working with love/lust is big with this one because the scent alone is said to create a lusty atmosphere.
Oh, lusty.
A lusty atmosphere.
A little horny.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wasn't expecting that from this one going into it. I was just expecting this one to be like, I make good pickles. And then after, let's see, it makes lusty an atmosphere. Working with it attracts lovers and is said to make you simply captivating.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
That's like a perfume scent.
That TM, that's the WBA scent. It's just going to be all dill seeds. And the we'll make one of those really fucking weird perfume commercials.
Yeah, and it's actually just brine in a bottle.
Yes. And it's just us dressed as pickles and we're like, simply captivating. I'd buy it.
The perfect thing for lusty encounters.
This is happening.
Oh, it should.
In regard, wouldn't that be funny if that's the first thing that we go public with, like in our stores?
not like a fucking Book of Shadows.
No,
or not like anything of use. It's that. Nah. That's what we both roll out with, a roll-on brine perfume.
Fucking
simply captivating.
Yes. $420.69. Okay. In regards to money, the seeds are what are particularly powerful with dill. And I can see that as the plant typically produces just a plethora of seeds, it makes sense to me that you would use them in works of abundance. If you suffer, I can't even try to pretend like I'm over simply captivating right now, but I'm just going to put it in. If you suffer from nightmares because of Dill's power to drive away evil, you can add some to your dream pillow or simply place some underneath your bed to keep away nightmares. In a similar vein, you can hang this in kind of like a sachet above your doorway, particularly to children's bedrooms, to keep them safe, not only from nightmares, but from adversaries that might try to prey upon children. You know, hang over the entrance to your home, and only good shall enter. Any works of luck, protection, love lust, and abundance, you can benefit from carrying Dill with you, adding it to your spell jars. You can just put some in your floor sweeps, but you can also add it to your bathing routine.
Oh.
And in that ball wheel house, I have a spell for you. This is Prosperity Shower Sachet. Now, I know not everybody has a bathtub. I'm looking at myself here. So, bring a little magic into your shower. You will need a cloth pouch, some dill seeds, dill weed, fresh, rosemary, fresh, and a shower. Fill your pouch with the herbs and the seeds. As you place the fresh herbs and the seeds into the pouch, envision them being bills, dollar bills that you're placing into a purse or a billfold. When you tie the pouch closed, tell it the knot that you're creating. Tell it that its job is to only let money come in, but not needlessly leave.
I just have to pause you and say how much I love the term billfold.
I thought that when I was writing it. I was like, I don't hear many people call it a billfold anymore. It's always a wallet. Mm-hmm. But billfold is so delightfully to the point.
Yeah, I want to like switch to that. I like it.
Bring back billfold.
I think the beak would approve. I think she'd be into that. I think that the billfold would be better than wallet for some.
Do not call it a wallet or a coin purse or a money sachet, or only call it a billfold. Okay.
I mean, I hear it.
When you tie the pouch closed, tell it its job is to only let money come, but not to leave without need. Hang from your shower head and allow the steam to fill the room with the attraction of prosperity. And that's all you got to do, man. Now, I will say, change often, or maybe only do this once. Do not let a bag of fresh herbs get all steamy and then hang out in your wet bathroom to get all moldy and give you some kind of weird infection. Throw it away after you are done with it. So that is what I have in the way of dill.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Little dude. All about getting that bag. All about getting that D.
Oh, that D.
D.
It is really about getting some strange now.
Yeah. Yeah. D here can mean anything that you want it to mean. That is a term that really gives me the willies.
Some strange?
Yes. That one has always creeped me out. Okay.
So we've got that figured out. How are we going to get the mental health in check?
Oh, my goodness. That's always so important. Personally, I like to keep my mental health in check by using BetterHelp Online Counseling Services. BetterHelp Online Counseling Services will connect you with a professional, licensed therapist.
And the good thing about BetterHelp, too, is that if you live in maybe a rural area or a smaller town kind of area that might not have a whole bunch of different specific specialties, BetterHelp.com, since it is now global, can put you with a therapist that can really understand you and the situation that you're in.
And if you do happen to find that you're not jiving with your therapist, maybe they don't have a ton of experience in what you want to talk about, there is no issue to change therapists. They make it quick, clean, and easy.
One thing that we like to touch on, because it's very important right now, of course, BetterHelp is all online. So you don't have to leave the comforts of your home. You don't have to sit in a terrible, terrible waiting room. Every session that you have is private, confidential, and can be done in your home.
You can head over to betterhelp.com/witch to take the questionnaire and get matched up with your therapist and start talking, listen, in under 24 hours. If I wanted to make an appointment at a physical office, it might be a month before I get in.
And listen, if you don't believe us, you can go over to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com, and read testimonials every day from people who are sharing their positive experiences with BetterHelp.
If you use the code WITCH, you get your first month 10% off.
One more time, that is BetterHelp.com/witch to get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. So Dagaz means day. So it has been a symbol of light for a very long time. Like archaeological evidence from 4,000 years ago. So this symbol has been used to represent light for a very long time. I love this rune. I really like it a lot. And it has really been shouting at me as of late, just in my thoughts. And like, it jumped out to me to do this topic and I just see it. Like, I have my runes out and it's the one that just keeps catching my eye. And it's just, I don't know, it's loud right now. And it's the rune of awakening the new, you know, a fresh day, like the rise of the light, coming of the light. And it can also symbolize, along with that, the energy that comes with that, of getting some shit done, getting like big shit done and pulling it off and accomplishing things. It's a big rune of accomplishment. So I have a very old poem for you. This is translated.
Yeah.
And it's one of the only, from what I could find, like, if not the only uses to tie the word to day, you know, so like in writing, I mean, and things like that. It seemed like it was lost by the time the younger Futhark was put into play. So this is tied more to the older Futhark in writing. So day, the glorious light of the Creator, is sent by the Lord. It is beloved of men, a source of hope and happiness to rich and poor, and of service to all. Very pleasant. And Dagaz is also, it's tied to Heimdall, which makes sense. You know, it's the gatekeeper kind of thing. It's the gateway of light and dark. It's the gateway to a lot of things. It's about balance. Its counterpart is Yira, which is really interesting, and it makes sense. So both of them are, they're big runes about change. You know, Yira is the slow, gradual, almost that sea glass kind of attitude of, yeah, it might, you know, you just chip away a little bit at the, you know, every day. And Dagaz is the rune of like bold change. For example, you know, yeah, like it's just like really like it's something that's happening, and it's not like something that you gradually, you know, like the 10,000 hours rule. It's not like that. This is like big shit, and it's going to happen quickly. You know, it's an awakening. Ooh. It's a burst. It's light coming. You know, and with that comes, it's a rune of accomplishment. You know, you're putting your energy, just like how you do with Yira, into something, but it's more assertive. You know, with Yira, you put a tremendous amount of energy in a very long time. And I feel like with Dagaz, like this represents energy expended, like not to the point of exhaustion, but like, all right, we're going to, like, this is going to happen. You know, like this is something that we're going to do. We're going to pull it off, more of a short-term thing. So a lot of that I got from runesecrets.com. I use Rune Secrets a lot. I like that site. It's helped me tremendously. RuneSecrets.com, everybody.
Friend of the show, RuneSecrets.com.
So I was kind of taking these notes, and, you know, you try to like look for the symbolism and whatnot as to like what it can mean, you know, as, cause like with runes, like, of course you can use them for readings and whatnot, but I like to work with the energy of a rune, you know, those symbols represent that energy condensed down like into a symbol.
Yeah.
And I think when you really focus in and work with and meditate and just engage with those energies singularly, you get a lot out of it. And so I was just kind of thinking on different ways to like use dagas in like a very mental kind of way, you know, and like prepping yourself mentally and spiritually. And I was just thinking about the impact of day, like the impact that day has in our lives and the energy that comes from it. And it comes and goes so quickly. Yeah. You know, there are things with so much less output, so much less mattering that take hundreds of years to happen. And we have this massive thing, this day, which energizes everything, keeps it, and it just comes and goes pretty regularly, you know? And dagas kind of has that, you know, it's the ability to do great things, you know, and focus on the ability to do that much greatness. And like, it doesn't have to be regularly, but accomplish it. You're able to do all of that and get it done, you know, and come back for the next day. And I really like that. It's a very strong rune. And it's, you know, like you said, kind of that tumbled like hourglass shape, but it makes it look like it's in motion, almost like you could see it spinning. And it's this very like charge ahead energy, which I really like.
Now, who did you say it was associated with?
Heimdall.
Mm. Is that Idris Elba?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just love him.
I do too. So it's shape. It also symbolizes just balance with negative, positive, dark, light, and, you know, other extremes. It's, you know, it's touching at the nips. It's identical. So each side, it's like it's reflecting from the middle. So it's very tied to transformation and alchemy, which alchemy fascinates me to no end. It's so cool. So it really does represent the balancing of opposite energies. And one of the things I saw this on tirajrunemagic.net. It also has the ability to block out negativity while inviting in positive energy. So apparently it was engraved or like painted onto shutters and doors of houses.
Cool.
To kind of be like, look, good guys, you could come in, baddies, stay the fuck out. And it's just kind of
for
that. I really like that a lot. So
run outside, you know, and put it on my driveway in chalk real quick.
Slap it on there real quick. Hurry
before it rains.
So dagas is really all about like what rises has to fall, what increases has to decrease, what happens has, you know, what is it like Hamilton, like every action has an equal opposite reaction. Like it's all fucking, it has that energy to it. And so everything's interconnected. Everything's in like this flux. And
I'm so sorry, did you just credit that to Hamilton?
No, I know. It's a fucking...
Oh, okay.
What is it, like Isaac Newton? Like,
sorry, my brain has been over here like, wait, does not, what?
No, that did not originate from Hamilton. I don't remember who it originated from. But I think it's like actually one of the laws of physics.
You know, like Hamilton said. My bad, sorry.
It's okay. And so with that comes the balance of spirit and physical body. It's kind of one of those things to where if you want to be your best, your full, you know, ability, your full self, it comes from, and for me, I can attest to this personally, in times when both my physical and spiritual self are really working together, when they're really balanced. Those are always some of the most productive and peaceful times of my life is when I have that, when like the magic's on And I, you know, like it just, when that part of me is activated, I always just feel so much better about everything. And so it, that's why Dagaz has such a tie to spirituality as well, the awakening of that spirituality in the maintaining the balance of the spiritual elements as well as your physical ones in your daily life. You know, everything, it makes it a good rune to work with if you're wanting to rekindle that spiritual sense. You know, maybe it's just dim right now or has been dormant for a while and you've just kind of been turned off. Or if you want to awaken it for the first time, you know, to really like tap into that. Again, it's that rune of explosive energy. And I feel like that you get that, like if you're, you know, sometimes it feels like, and for me, and I'll talk about it in a little bit, like I've just not felt very on, you know, for a while now, really for most of this summer, which for me is odd, but this year sucks. I feel like it does feel like there a wall forms sometimes. And it's just like such a whole different part of you. Like you're so disconnected at that point from it, or it just feels so far away. I feel like by the time you start thinking of like, ooh, I'm feeling the call again, that wall has like cracks in it. Cause it's, you know, you're starting to, and I feel like if you work with Doug Oz, it just like blows the fucking wall down. Like
nice.
Kicks it in.
Throws the doors open like Aragorn.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and because that's because forward motion takes balance. And, you know, you have to understand that things, one, they do come and go. And to give energy, you have to, you know, to receive it and vice versa. To receive you, or wait, sorry, here we go. To give, you have to receive, and to receive, you have to give. You know, that's part of that. I don't know if there are even witches that exist right now ever in the whole planet that are on all of the time. I don't even know if that's possible, you know? And I think you can balance it out, sure, but I think you're just always going to have off periods. And just Dagaz calling to me in this way and then reading it and seeing, like, really, really reading into it and being like, it kind of makes sense, because it is. It's the one for, like, all right, it's time to get yourself back in check. You've got to balance back out. You know, wake the spirit side up. You're fucking way too far in the physical, like balance out. And I just think perhaps, you know, and moving forward, working with that more regularly, the lows might not be so low, you know, like the, it might not get so disconnected. I'm not sure. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens.
Oh, keep so a journal. Let us know.
Yeah. I kind of want to. I mean, because it is. It's just been yelling at me for like weeks. You know, and to touch on Mr. Samwise Gamgee, his quote, "A new day will come, and when the sun shines, it'll shine out the clearer." That's really kind of it in a nutshell. You know, this can mean spiritually as well as a goal in like the physical or material world. You know, that spiritual, it could be a spiritual awakening or a reawakening. And, you know, it, perhaps it shows up in a reading, you get a reading done and it arrives. Maybe, you know, it's saying to you, it's time to bust through whatever it is. Like to me, like when that rune shows up, it means you need, it's, you got a Kool-Aid man it, like something's happening. So, you know, like I said, I've been in a pretty solid rut, I would say since May. I have just not felt it really at all. And Jorah, I don't think I've gotten over Jorah really.
Yeah.
Still. And because like I've lost a lot of pets growing up in the country, but I've like never lost a familiar. And it's just so weird going through every day. And there's just like a frequency that's missing. It's so strange. And I just didn't realize it when he was alive, you know, that I could like always feel another little thing. And now it's like, it's just weird. I don't feel right. And I just, it's so, I don't know. I've just been super bummed all summer. And also we can't fucking do anything. And like, there's a whole slew of reasons. Y'all, it's 2020. You've lived it. I'm sure I'm not the only one who is bummed. however, finally, these past few weeks, I've started feeling the call again, you know, that the other side call, the one that's like, our, you know, when you start, it's, and it's because I've had a few days of magic, you know, but then it was just, it felt necessary. It was like, I actually had shit to do, but now I'm starting to get called to it again. Like the want and the interest and intrigue and trees and everything else is starting to kind of pull me back. And I'm excited to wake back up with this. And I do think that Doug Oz has been calling out to me for this exact reason. You know, I mean, for me as an empath, a lot of this has been purely for self-protection. You know, I've just kind of been off for a lot of this year just because I've needed to be, you know, in the air all of the time is fear and fucking hate and sadness and misery, you know, and it's just, it's in the fucking air all of the time. And so I've just kind of shut off everything. But now I just, I don't know, something's like kind of wanting to wake back up again. And I'm very excited about that. And I wanted to talk about that because we talk about it every now and again. I just want to reiterate that it does come back. Like it will come back. I promise. Like sometimes you just have to, there's usually a reason for it in my case as to why things have to go dim for a while, but it comes back if you want it to, it'll be there.
And, you know, I think it's also important to note that there's no real time limit on that.
So that's why I wanted to, you know, I really wanted to talk about Doug Oz. Like everyone is tired. The fatigue, whether it be spiritual, physical, or fucking both, is real. And everybody in some way is feeling it. And that autopilot mode that I know I've been in for several months, just like get up, work, sleep, you know, like just that's it. That's a lot of people right now. And I think I'm just, it's like we were talking about earlier with quarantine. And of course, not everybody's able to like fully quarantine, but everything is just different. You know, it's everything.
Yeah.
And I think people are getting really, really bummed out by it. And, you know, it's, this has been going on for a while for the ones that have been, you know, vigilant, and it's getting old. And so just, I think we could use some Doug Oz energy right now to kind of be like, okay, kick the dust off. Like autumn is coming. Let's get the, you know, let's do this. Let's get this cleaned up. Let's get the house ready for winter, or let's cleanse out this fucking shitty attitude, you know, that's, you know, anything like that. Like that, it's just like a real, what is it? Fucking like the light of Elendil is like,
yeah.
You know, like that's what I picture.
Our most like, beloved star.
Like, and I feel like I'm being redundant with that, but like it is, this is the rune of light and like, boom, like energy. And so use it for that. And I know I'm going to be, because it is, I have the call again and I'm wanting for it. And I'm wanting to throw my house open and fucking floor wash it and bless it and call a deity in, you know, like anything like that. I'm wanting to do it again. And I think it will take that energy to break me through, to fucking, to Kool-Aid man it, you know.
It's also a good, you just turn into the Kool-Aid man. It's also a really good time to do it because, you know, we're approaching the time, it's thinning, y'all.
I'm really excited to see where this goes too, because I think this is going to be very different for me. You know, the year's flipped. I spent pretty much all of summer completely dormant. Like I've even started feeling like pulls from Yaxen again, and I haven't communicated with Yaxen in like a fucking year. I mean, like near it, you know? And so, I mean, it's just like, I'm really feeling like supercharged finally again. And like, it might be weird. Maybe that just gets, it's a backwards year for me.
Okay, dude, no shit. When you brought up Yaxen, I got a full body like jolt.
Really?
Yeah, it was such a like, yep, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing the call. I've had a hard time meditating for a while now. I'm very in the physical as of late.
Yeah.
And, but I'm feeling myself, and it could just be I'm riding the wave of the thinning veil, of course. But he's around.
Yeah. I feel like we have like a shared ancestor that heard you say that and was like, she's right. And I just picked
ding,
up
ding, 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 ding. That's all I have.
I loved it. Very uplifting.
I
uplifting
agree.
In like a way that's like, okay, you did what you needed to do, but now it's time.
Yeah, you got it. Let's get fucking moving. And I just
What do you know?
Well, there we go. We did it.
We did it. What was our thing earlier? Simply captivating.
Okay, but what about it? What about that, if that's just the podcast tagline?
Simply captivating. Everything is going to change.
Yeah, like it's like you have like Witch Bitch Amateur Hour and then italics underneath it. Simply captivating.
What if everything, like these prints that we need to talk about some more because the audio was a little fucky on the last episode, mm-hmm. but these prints that are going to be open for order pretty soon, when we send those out, we should just douse them in Simply Captivating.
Oh my God, that. Everybody's going to get some tasty fucking briny posters.
You can lick it for electrolytes.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
But speaking of, let's talk about them prints.
Let's talk about prints, baby. So.
Talk about the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh. The artist.
Yeah.
I forgot that was a phase with him. This Sunday.
Sunday.
October 25th. We're dropping these prints. And hell or high water, we're going to have a website built that you can find them on. And we're going to sell them from the 25th through the 31st, Halloween night. We're going to sell them through Halloween night. Only time we're ever going to be selling these guys. 1 week only. Horn, 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 horn. And... they're fucking rad.
They are fucking rad. And if you missed it last time, which is likely, you'll know that we said that the episode art is the print that we will be putting out. So if you're in a safe spot right now, you're not driving or sleeping or whatever the fuck you're doing, check out the episode art and then look directly into your Spotify playlist or however you're listening to this, and let's make eye contact through space and time and just look at each other at how awesome these are.
It's so fucking good. I love it so much. Like, I have it propped up. I have the sample print propped up on my like book cabinet, and I just look at it.
It makes me so happy. There are few things that make me happy in the way that like old kind of 1950s-esque, like crypt of what did we call it last time? I can never remember. Tales from the Crypt comic book, like that horror art style.
Yeah.
Few things make me happy quite like that makes me happy. And to see it with like our name and it's mm-hmm. Bean coming on the radio makes me very, very giddy.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something about myself, and this is going to be the most old man-ish sounding thing, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I fucking love a job well done. Like, I love it. Like, when it's like something can be good, but like when the extra mile is gone and something is like every detail is thought out, like everything, and the longer you look at it, it's like, oh, I love a job well done. I love everything about it. And so I look at it and I just get the peace, like the fucking Stan Smith satisfaction of like a job well done.
I can imagine you just crossing your arms and looking at it all half smile. But our friend, truly, Mrs. Not our friend, truly. That's the sponsor, truly. Our friend, Miss Yira Lira, has concocted this for us, as you know, may or may not be happening in the future on a regular basis. So if you're a collector and you're into collecting things and you want to say that you got the limited edition first run ever Halloween version print, wabah, 2020, keep your eyes peeled. And if you aren't a Patreon, we are doing our live stream, our extra monthly live stream for Patreon, Halloween style. And if that doesn't make you want to stop by and say hi, I don't know what will.
And it will be on All Hallows Eve. Eve.
Oh. The 30th. Yeah?
I think that's right.
Is that All Hallows Eve? I must be mistaken.
All Hallows Eve Eve?
I've always referred to the night before Halloween as All Hallows Eve, and I don't think I'm correct.
I don't know. That was my first thought, but then I wasn't sure.
Hmm. Someone educate us on that. We should probably...
October 30th.
The day before Halloween. Come, we are going to be doing some Halloween-y things. I personally would like to do some reads for those in the crowd. I'm going to do some intuitive card reading.
Ooh, nifty.
I think it'll be fun. I'm ready to tune in and get your spirits talking to my spirits talking to me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Carve a pumpkin.
Oh my God. Just do that the duration of the live. Honestly, that sounds fucking great.
Cute. So, Mace Wad,
mm-hmm.
If you are interested in joining us on this upcoming live, where can you do that at?
You can go over to patreon.com/thewitchbitchamateurhour.
And I believe it is our, what is it? It's our $5 tier and up. We'll have access to that live stream. And you'll get a little notification when you sign up about how to get to the private, special, secret Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're interested in some, you know what, Macy? You know what's been going? And I had no idea that this was actually going to take off because we kind of made the merch as a joke and we never officially announced it. But
Punch Me merch?
Yeah, the Punch Me merch. Listen, we weren't completely ready for that to be out in the world because we were just looking at how it was going to look and kind of playing with it. But
yeah,
somebody.
I thought that's where we left off and then they just started selling.
Yeah. Which is almost even greater that they're not.
It is.
They just
super organic.
Yes. I love it. And you know what? You know what? You know what? People are really digging and it makes me so happy because I was kind of like, maybe we take this off. This is kind of, I don't know if this is going to, you know, are the fucking tube socks that say punch me on the calf. There are so many pairs of socks out there. Guys, if you got the socks or if you get the socks, please God, post pictures. But you can check that out at teespring.com, or you can check on our website or the link trees and all of our bios. It's everywhere. You'll find your way to Teespring and you'll find us. If you have an email to send to us, Macy, what do?
You send one email to wbhpodcast@gmail.com.
If you send two, you're out of the club forever.
We have a filter set up that catches two emails and just sends them right to the shredder.
And then it sends you a video of it being shredded. And then the men in black come into your house and they take you.
Which, dude, we got an email, an actual listener Black Eyed Kid story sent in. And it freaked me out.
I think I skimmed it because I saw that it was a spooky soda. And, you know, guys, when y'all send those in, we don't read them because we like them to be a surprise. We like to read them and experience them as we read them to you. So I was just kind of skimming it. And I think I saw that one. It was like somebody's aunt.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm
excited about that.
It creeped me out because here's the thing. I don't doubt that they're sliming around out there. But like, it's different. You know, we hear ghost stories all the time. You don't hear one of those very often.
Yeah. That's like a different.
It's a whole different level of like, oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We might sneak that one in. We might sneak that one into this coming episode.
Well, now we've talked about it. We should.
Yeah, we have to. It's spooky.
Spooky. We've got an Instagram at WitchBitchAmateurHour, Twitter @BitchHour. Come eat with us over on Facebook. We'll serve you nothing but candy corn @WitchAmateurHour. And if you come into my house talking shit about candy corn, I will put your feet through your asshole.
I was supposed to, and I forgot, I need to put it on the next pickup order. I was supposed to make candy corn pizza and eat it and try it. And I forgot. But I do plan on doing it before October is over.
Somebody tagged, they were like, I have a feeling it was a candy corn. It was supposed to be disgusting. It was a picture of a candy corn.
I was into it. I'm still into it. I think it's going to be fucking delicious.
Macy was like, I got to jam it. You know what? I got candy corn because I only get candy corn around this time of year. I got some fucking candy corn.
Don't tell me it's not right.
No, it was right. It was delicious. And I had about half a handful. And I was like, oh, that's still perfect, sweet little treat. I'm going to snack on this for a week. I got up the next morning, couldn't find it. Clark had thrown it away.
What?
I'm beside myself. Well, because I had left it in a bowl on the counter, and he thought that it needed to be, like, put in a bag. So he thought that, like, it would. And I was like,
it will last until we're all dead.
Yeah, yeah. So that's some sadness. That's a real spooky story for you.
That is. I'm frightened.
I'm trying to think of a Halloween tie-in to the P.O. Box. We don't need a Halloween tie-in to the P.O. Box. We need a Halloween tie-in to that beautiful review footage that we skipped.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you think for Halloween, just this once, instead of making a hot bubbling pot of review footage, we could add some candy corn into the mix? Do you think that would go good with the savory, salty goodness that is the review footage?
Yes.
I'm trying to skate around the word bean here.
I'd put fucking candy corn in anything.
That and dill. You'll put it on anything. Today's review footage comes from Dervish Diva.
Oh.
It's called So Much Love. Dervish Diva says, I have thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. Their topics are delivered in an engaging manner. Two unique and hilarious hosts who you can't help but love. That was... I got off the rails at the end. You can't tell me delivered wasn't on fucking point, though.
Oh, sure was.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
I think Russell Crowe would be proud.
Speaking of, but not actually Russell Crowe at all,
yes.
It reminded me. I rewatched, I mean, like, the classic, the absolute fucking classic stage reenactment video of Shia LaBeouf. And
how come that's one of those things that every few years it just needs to be re-experienced?
I thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it.
Hmm. Mm. What is shot? What is it, coming at you with a knife, Shia LaBeouf? What is it?
All of them, a billion of them. Like,
I love it.
It's the most ridiculous, ridiculous thing. Shia, surprise! It's stupid, and I love every second of it.
Now, was he a part of that in the creation of that, or did somebody just make that about him?
I think he was not affiliated with the creation of it. It was at the end of that video, but awesome. I think that's to the extent of his participation in the whole thing.
He seems like the kind of guy who would be into that, though. You know how there's like some celebrities where if you made a song like that about them, they would like try to get it taken down from the internet. But then I'd be so into it. Yeah, I'd be into that. Somebody make a Shia LaBeouf song about us.
A shitty Flash video.
Yes.
I don't even know if that exists anymore. I don't think it does.
No. I think Flash is dying at the end of
I think so, December.
Year.
That's sad.
Another add it to the list of reasons.
I think that's also when Homestar Runner dies permanently.
Well, on that note, we'll see you kittens next time, you cool cats and kittens, for our Halloween spooky sode next Wednesday, the 28th.
A big deal.
It's going to be a big clandestine bitch. What did you
call it?
The big bad clandestine bitch. Actually, yeah.
Big. It will be. That'll be in there. There's going to be some weird shit in there. It's going to be good. I'm ready for it.
several surprises for you guys on this upcoming. Mm-hmm. So get hype. Get fucking lit. And we'll see you next
time.
Get lit. Hashtag truly.
Oh, see, there we go. We're so classy.
Mm-hmm. Bye, dude. Brr, 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 brr.